Our scripture lesson this morning is from two places, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15, and Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. So the first reading, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Amen. For second reading, it's got from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. And if you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Merciful God, we are here because of your mercy. As we receive your mercy, help us to experience your presence all around us, even now. Help us, Lord, to hear what you have to say to us today, so that your words will become for us a source of nourishment and strength for our spirits to continue on this journey, moving towards you, moving towards Christ. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us, ministering to us, helping us to hear, helping us to understand, helping us to experience your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We live in a world where many act out aggression toward others only because they can. There's a group of children bullying a child in school playground only because they can. A husband physically and verbally abuses his wife only because he's stronger. A boss berates her subordinates for no particular reason, because she has the power. There are racial profilings going on by the law enforcement authorities because the racial minorities do not have a voice. Those with strength, power, and authority oppress, abuse, and harass because they can. We see it, we hear it, and we experience it all around us. That's the brokenness that we see in our world. And in the midst of it all, we hear Jesus saying, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." These words break into our brokenness with glimmer of hope that God's word has the power to heal the brokenness in our world. A mother once approached Napoleon seeking a pardon for her son. The emperor replied that the young man had committed a certain offense twice, and justice demanded death. "But I don't ask for justice," the mother explained. "I plead for mercy." "But your son does not deserve mercy," Napoleon replied. And the mother cried, "Sir, it would not be mercy if he deserved it. And mercy is all I ask for." And the emperor said, "Well then, I will have mercy." And he spared the woman's son. Tender mercy is God's deepest nature. We see it written all over the scriptures. We see it in the face of Jesus Christ, in his teachings, and in his actions toward everyone, regardless of their social, economical, and political status. Mercy is undeserved compassion and grace, given for no other reason. Mercy is withholding judgment and or actions because one simply can respond in compassion regardless. God calls all of us to be merciful toward one another because God has been merciful to us. Because we have freely received, we are to freely give. Because we have been forgiven by grace of God, that we are also to forgive others. If you remember in the Gospels, Jesus tells this parable. A king wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, the one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and as he could not pay, the king ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the king of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he was going out, came across one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what you owe." Then his fellow slaves fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me. Give me some time. I will pay you back." But the slave refused, and he went and threw this friend into prison until he could pay his debt. When other fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported all of this to the king. The king summoned the slave and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, the king handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. Now, one talent is equal to 6,000 denarii. This first slave said owed 10,000 talents which is equal to 6 million denarii. One denarii is what a man gets paid for a day's work. So you could see 6 million denarii, this slave will never be able to pay in 10 lifetimes. So he owed 6 million denarii, and his friend owed him 100 denarii. Get the picture? Mercy comes from the abundance of God's heart. Abundance of pardon, grace, healing, life, peace, and joy for each of us. Thomas Merton described the mystery well when he said that God's heart is mercy within mercy within mercy. God showed us mercy although we were not worthy. God came to us in our brokenness as a babe in a manger. He lived and walked among us, teaching us and showing us mercy, showing us how to be the glue that fastens the brokenness together. In order for us to be merciful as our God is merciful, we must first know our own need for mercy above all else. We are just like that slave who owed 10,000 talents. There's no way we could pay back. And yet, God loved us. And not only loved us, God gave us his best, his own son. And that wasn't even enough, that he forgave us and he continues to love us, to care for us, to be with us. When we recognize our own need for God's mercy, we can begin to empathize freely with others who need mercy themselves. Every one of us live in a complex web of relationship. And wherever you are, you have those who have power over you, and also you have those that you have power over. So if you are at work, you have your boss who has power over you. But also you may have someone else who's under your care or your supervision that you have power over. At home, parents have power over the children. We are living in that web of relationship where sometimes we have people over us and other times we are the people who have the power over. To be merciful is that we do not abuse our power over others. Rather, with humility and compassion, we serve those who are weaker and powerless than us. How would our interactions change if we were to be merciful in all of our dealings with others? And not just humans, but also with animals, right? With creation. How would we be merciful towards creation? In what ways would we care for them rather than using anything and everything in our path?